An exhibit showcasing the amazing work of the Niagara-on-the-Lake Arts Collective is on display at the Niagara Pumphouse Arts Center until November 24. The collective, established in 2019 and with a current membership of 24 artists and 6 galleries, is a group of local artists, curators and supporters who work together to promote the work of every member. Brad Eyre, one of the collective's artists, has painted since childhood, but as an adult chose not to pursue art as a full-time career. Although he has been creating artwork since the late 1980s, it wasn't until COVID that he quit his job and turned to art full-time and became a member of the group. His recent work focuses on deconstruction and reconstruction, with abstract paintings created with a base of acrylic on styrene. Using hands and pressure, a fluid, organic movement of paint is revealed. When dry, these resulting paintings are methodically cut into segments, deconstruction. These fragments are then reconstructed into compositions, contrasting the random movement of paint with a deliberately constructed image, a juxtaposition of abstract forms with geometric constructions. Another collective member, Lorraine Kelly, attributes her various painting styles to living abroad and painting in different environments. Living in Singapore, she went from using watercolor to acrylic in her work, because of the humid weather's effect on the paper. Now living back in Niagara, Kelly is inspired by walks around her neighborhood. Being close to lakes, rivers, woodlands and walking trails gives her material for her landscape work. Her floral still life work in the show, Irises 2 and 3, were inspired by plants she inherited from her father, an avid gardener. She often mixes her colors on her canvas rather than on her palette. She prefers working on large canvases, Kelly says. Sometimes my work tends to be impressionistic at the beginning and then somewhere along the way it switches to more graphic lines, and is finished off with some negative painting. Negative painting pays more attention to the background. The colors are not as bold and bright, she explains. Julie Forrester Clark, who joined the collective a year ago, creates contemporary semi-abstract landscape paintings. Her art is inspired by Mother Nature, wild weather and rugged coastlines. She was born in Scotland, and visits there often. The beauty of Scottish landscapes, the West Coast, highlands and islands are the focus of her paintings. From training in photography and encaustic techniques, Forrester Clark is currently exploring acrylics. In her work, using acrylics and mixed media, she builds up layers with lots of texture, and uses various tools, such as a catalyst wedge, brayer and sandpaper, to scrape and sand, repeating the process over and over. She uses a limited palette, from which many earth and sea tones can be created. Collage elements are either hidden or added near the end to provide a narrative or just for fun, says Forrester Clark. This exhibit of local artists will be in the Walker Room Gallery until November 24. Whether you are a seasoned art lover or curious about local talent, this show will be an inspiring experience, connecting visitors to the rich art and culture of this beautiful town.